Time now for the Keeping You Safe Pick of the Week, brought to you by Austin Hardy, State Farm Insurance.
Check them out, Austin Hardy, State Farm Insurance, 7110 Town Center Way, Suite 1 here in Brentwood, Tennessee. If you want to give them a call, 615-810-9999, or check them out on the web at insuredwithaustin.com. We're going to talk about Austin here in just a little bit, but if you have never heard this segment, this one is where we keep you safe, just like Austin Hardy, State Farm Insurance will do for you. So we're keeping you safe with picks, though. You got a lot of people out there that are like, I'm calling my shot. I have a 14-leg parlay. I'm putting $1 down to win a million. You know, that's not this. This is a bet, a pick that you will put down and say, I'm comfortable this is going to win.
I do it every week.
Every single week.
I do a lock of the week every week. And I'm up like twofold. I did lose the last 2 weeks, though, I believe. But that was after a stretch of about 8 or 9 wins in a row. So
what?
We're getting back to form.
Last week, I missed with the Titans 2.5.
I can't remember because, remember, I hate
you
saying
it. You got sick,
I got super sick, so it just all feels like a blur. I remember the week before that, I think it was the Giants I lost on.
Devlin, you had Notre Dame last week, and that did not hit.
Because the Lions play?
Caleb Williams.
Yeah. The Bills? Might have had that. I can't remember.
I don't know. I really can't remember which one of yours was last week. I know last week wasn't good, though, for the show. It wasn't good.
That's why we're on to this week.
Yeah, I think last week was a bad week.
Just
a bad week, by the way.
I usually ask you guys, too, just to make sure we don't overlap, so I hope we don't. But I remember I saw a few that I liked, and this one was by far my favorite, so I'm going to rock with it. You want me to start?
Yes, Bruno. I would like you to get us going.
Very first game on the FanDuel app, code TAS. Listed for the National Football League. New York Jets, Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings? Was that anybody's?
No, it was just, okay, I was also like, you somehow made Minnesota and Jets one word.
How did I
Minnesota
do
Jets. No, you said
Minnesota Jets.
Minnesota
Jets.
Go ahead.
Anyways, Minnesota Vikings and New York Jets.
There you go. Yeah, one word.
Mike White, he played well. Dude's got some magic to him. I think this magic stuff, when it comes to a team like, I always pick consistency over. I get the jumping on the hype and, oh, this is the new thing. But only 3 points against the Vikings, who have lost one game. And that was to the Eagles, right? Mm-hmm. Who were, at the time, the undefeated team. The Vikings have been playing an elite offseason. I think the Jets have a ton of young potential. But until they fix that quarterback spot, which we don't know if Mike White could be a long-term answer. We just don't know. And he played a lot, I believe, last year. He had some bad games. He had some great games and some bad games. You can't be high. You can't be low as a quarterback. I'm going to go with one of the most consistent teams in the league, which is the Vikings, and I'll take them -3 for my lock of the week. I love that pick. I think that's probably one of the safer picks. And what scares me most is this one's so attractive, I assume the public's going to go on it, and I hate it when the public goes on a pick super heavy. But I'm on the Vikings.
Devlin, where are you at this week?
Cleveland Browns -7.
Against the Texans.
Easy money. I mean, that might be the safest pick I've ever taken.
I do not like the reason why it's -7. I do like the pick. And I like money. So I will be taking that pick.
The Texans have lost by double digits, I'm pretty sure, in like almost every single one of their losses. That team is absolutely atrocious. And the Browns just got better this week. They did.
Yeah. We don't need disclaimers on everything talking to Sean Watson.
No.
Now.
No, I think this game's going to go one or two ways. There's no middle ground. I don't think there's a close game in this. Deshaun Watson's either going to look terrible or he's going to look amazing. And I don't see the terrible happening.
I don't think he doesn't even have to look amazing. Throw 230 yards, 2 touchdowns, my throw pick. But you win the game by 7.
Even let him ease into it. Just give the ball to Nick Chubb. And yeah. We still, no matter whether Deshaun Watson looks good. Yeah, I know. Whether he looks good or not, I think the Browns still cover. I think 7 points is super easy. I mean, this isn't about the Browns being good, honestly. This is just about the Texans being terrible. I mean, you look at their last couple of losses, I believe, 30-15 loss, 23-10 loss, 24-16 loss, 29-17. I don't think there's really a question here.
I like it, too. I like it, too. I'm going off the oblong spheroid. I'm not picking a football game. I kind of had this in my back burner, and I'm gonna call. We haven't done this much. I'm gonna call for assistance on this one, and I'm gonna bring Bruno into this one. It's his realm. He knows this, I think, better than everyone else that's on these airwaves. Sergei Pavlovich versus Tai Tuivasa. Mm-hmm. Plus 180 for Tai Tuivasa in this one. I am screaming every part of my body at Tai Tuivasa.
Oh, man. I hate that.
And that's why I'm bringing you in to talk me into Sergei at minus 235, which is still in our range. Yeah, they're both in our range.
Me and Zach have agreed on the range, which I agreed on this one. I basically started gambling. Me and my buddies used to do this lock. So we used to do this segment just by ourselves. And you don't want to be like, oh, Germany will win the World Cup or will beat America in the World Cup at minus 700. That's not a lock. You know, obviously, minus 250 is like the limit. So you can go Sergei. And I think Sergei is the clear favorite for a very good reason. Tai Tuivasa plays right into his game. And Tai is a super tough guy. Mm-hmm. Tai stood and banged with the best of them. I mean, you can count Derek Lewis in that too. But a guy like Sergei could compete. He has the potential to compete with
Ciryl
the
Gane.
Realm of Ciryl Gane, Francis.
Tai competed with it too, though.
He
dozed him for a second, and Ciryl even admitted to it.
Yes, he did. This one scares me. This one does scare me.
Would not be surprised coming off of a loss to Ciryl Gane. Tai Tuivasa has been a guy that's kind of seemed like been so underrated for so long, and he got to his moment, and he had it. It was there. It was the follow-up just needed to happen. It didn't happen, but
I hate that you brought this up. You want to know? I think Sergei knocks him out in, like, the second round. I think it's going to be
so bad. If you're one, because I want to go.
Ciryl's a point fighter. He's a volume fighter. Sergei is Tai Tuivasa, but twice as horrifying.
All right, I'm taking Sergei. I'm going Sergei. That's why I asked for the help, and I'm going to take it. I'm not going to be crazy here. But if Tai wins, I'm going to scream at Monday, first start of the show.
That's fine. I'm glad you brought the fight up because I think
it's a good fight. It's gonna be. This is a.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
Terrific card.
When people talk about fun fights, what was the most? What are the most fun fights in UFC history that put the UFC on the map? Forrest Griffin, Stephen Bonner. It's not like they were super skilled, but they put the UFC on the map. Roy McDonald versus Robbie Lawler put the UFC, took it to another level in their fight. These are fun fights. Styles and matchups make fights, and Sergei and Tai is a great fight. From a style matchup, they're both brawlers.
Give us the – or do you have the full parlay here listed already?
I had to look up the UFC to go find Sergei. I'm scrolling down right now to the final, December 10th, because he's the main event, right?
Yeah, he's not – they're not the main events. Wonder Boy and Kevin Holland is. While you're looking that up, I'm going to talk about – look, these are our picks. The real safe pick out of all this is Austin Hardy State Farm Insurance. If you're looking for somebody right now that is going to be a hustler for you when those days happen, those days do happen, the tornadoes, I can tell you just one from my own personal story of dealing with down trees, things like that, and you're trying to get a hold of your agent, and they're like, well, you got to call your claims department. You got to call these people. No, go find somebody that's going to represent you all the way through. Austin Hardy State Farm Insurance does that. Go check them out, 7110 Town Center Way, Suite 1 in Brentwood, or check them out online, insuredwithaustin.com, and also you can get them on the phone, 615-810-9999, Austin Hardy State Farm Insurance. That is your true keeping it safe pick.
You're going to love this. You're going to think, oh, this is the one that wins. You want to know what the odds are?
What are the odds?
Take a wild guess.
Plus
420.
Plus 420. Wow. That's right.
That's a winner right there. That's a winning number right there. You can create a parlay with an odds of plus 420. That's a winning number to me. I'm not one of those guys that goes out there and I'm like, oh, I put or take this pick and then I don't pick it. I'm putting $200 on this parlay to win 840. Every week,
there you go.
Every week I go hard on keeping the safe picks because you deserve that kind of integrity. So I'm locked in. Let's ride. We'll have Cleveland Browns -7, Vikings -3, Sergei
Pavlovich.
Pavlovich.
Yeah.
Sure -235, +420 parlay. That's our parlay.
Got to take a break. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
This has been your Keeping You Safe pick. The real safe pick you can choose is Austin Hardy with State Farm Insurance for home and auto. Give Austin a call at 615-810-9999.